Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. Today we are continuing our series on the 66 summary verses of the Bible. Similar to what we did with our 40 Days of Hope, we're taking a look at one verse from each one of the 66 books of the Bible as a summary of what that book has to reveal to us. Today we're jumping ahead. We covered last week the book of Genesis, and as Neil mentioned, we're going to be covering these not in the order that we find them in the table of contents of our Bibles, but rather in the order in which they took place or chronologically. So we're going to be covering today the book of Job. And going into the book of Job, we're going to be kind of jumping into the middle of this book. Our summary verse is from Job 13, verse 15. Neil, glad to have you with us today. Can you take us into our verse for today?
Absolutely. Good to be here, Nathaniel. As we're looking at chapter 13, we want to read that. I'm reading that from the King James Version. It says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Very important to understand the context, who's slaying who here. It is Job defending himself against his friends who are being critical of his lamenting for all that he went through. And so Job is saying, though the Lord slay me, yet I will trust in him. Now, that's exactly what we see in the first two chapters of Job. If you recall there, if you go to read back there, it really sets the stage for the entire book. In the first chapter, we see Satan basically inciting God against Job and saying, hey, he's praising you because you've blessed him so much. And God says, okay, I'm going to allow you to take away his possessions. And that included his own family. That included his own health. And even though he lost everything, he still praised the Lord. And so this verse really summarizes the whole book of Job, because not only do we see this suffering of Job losing everything, and then you see in chapter 2, Satan is allowed to heap up the destruction and bring Job to the end, close to the end of his life with the painful boils. You have these friends of Job questioning, what have you done, Job? What was it that God now is punishing you? And Job is, he's responding to them. Whatever the Lord brings against me, he's bringing it to further my faith, to further my trust in him. It's like Job already knew, Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those he's called according to his purpose. And you see that purpose, Job wrestling with that. He's trying to make sense of why God would do this, but he ultimately shows, okay, I need the trust in the Lord. And he's ultimately being a witness to his friends, even though he struggles with his own faith, the ups and downs of that. He's witnessing to his friends, no, I'm trusting in God. God is always merciful, always gracious. And so this short theme from Job 13:5 really packs a punch to show the full summary of this internal and also witnessing of one's faith when you're going through such difficult times. Very applicable to what we're going through right now. And I think it really applies to us in understanding, even the Lord put me to death, his will is always best. His will is always done. I'm going to trust in him even if I'm on my deathbed, because I know his plan is so much greater than my own. I'd like to hear your thoughts, Nathaniel, on this verse in the book as well as a summary.
One of the unique features about the book of Job, I think, is that most people are familiar with chapter 1 and 2 and maybe chapter 42, but they don't know about the 38 verses or chapters in between. And that is what's nice about having this verse, is it reminds us that there's a whole lot more to the context of Job than just those first two chapters and the last chapter. And some of those other verses that we've talked about, Job 19, I know that my Redeemer lives, is found in his discourse with his friends. The book of Job isn't just about the fact that it's his relationship with God, but the witnessing opportunity that he has to his friends. And as you take a look at that context, we realize that we have good friends and we have bad friends. We have those in our lives that are going to encourage us in our Christian faith, and we have those that are going to discourage us in our Christian faith. And so the book of Job kind of highlights that reminder too, that we have an opportunity to point to what God has done for us and the hope that we have in God, no matter what we are going through in our lives. So just as Job realized he was going through a great deal, that the Lord was, in the words of this text, slaying him or allowing him to be slayed, yet he did trust in the Lord. And we go through ups and downs of that in our own lives too, where we trust more so one day and less so the next day. But again, the Lord doesn't change, does he? Job's faith changes, our faith changes, it becomes weaker or stronger in that sense, but the Lord never changes. And that's kind of one of the main themes of the book of Job. The Lord was faithful through it all, and he used that in order to strengthen Job's faith ultimately, just like he does your faith and my faith, Neil. You want to close us today with prayer?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, remind us that you are in control of all things. No matter what comes our way in life, we can be confident that as our perfect Father in heaven, you have a purpose for it. Whatever suffering we face is not because you want us to suffer. It's because you want us to trust and rely on you to help us overcome the suffering, to trust in you above all things and not lean on our own understanding. Lord, remind us of your cross. Remind us of our salvation. Remind us of that gospel, that good news in the world of bad news. We know it's not all about us. It's not all about me, Lord. It's about you. It's about my witness of you in my life. And the crosses that you lay on me are meant for your glory and not mine. And so we rejoice in the cross you laid on our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us with an everlasting love, who shed his blood for us and shows us, even in the life of Job, even in the life of sorrow and suffering, there is joy, there is gladness, because we know our Redeemer lives and has conquered death itself for our eternal victory. Lord Jesus, keep us in this truth, in this comfort, and in this life where we witness of your glory and of your love for us always. In your saving name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.